Hello and welcome to Talk Chinese, where we teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiaolan. I'm going to teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. In this episode, we are going to learn how to say stage in Chinese. We have Bruno Giussani. Bruno is the curator of ideas. He is the European director and international curator of the amazing organization TED. Hi, Bruno. 你好。
Hey, how are you? 你好。
你好。A secret, people in the world, they don't know yet, but they are going to know about that now. Bruno, you are the person who helped create Chinese.
Yeah, we can say that.
We definitely can say that. Without TED stage, there was no Chinese. And also, when I first spoke there, that was just an idea.
Yes, indeed.
Really, just an idea. And you facilitated and you are, can I say you are the midwife of Chinese?
Well, happy to play this role, absolutely.
Right, okay. Now, thank you so much. I think lots of people in the world, they are enjoying learning Chinese because of you. And that's really to your credit. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, Bruno, you've been working with TED since 2005?
Yeah.
Okay, that's a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure that's a lot of fun.
Yes, it was, absolutely.
Right, and you live in the world on the stage most of your time, I bet. Other than in addition to searching for speakers?
Well, most of the work we do with my colleagues is really about going around the world and trying to find people with great ideas and then give them a platform and amplify that idea and try to accelerate it and project it out and make it accessible to as many people as possible, as easily as possible. So really the job is that.
Mm-hmm, great. Stage is quite an important thing, especially TED stage is probably the stage to be in today's world.
Well, it may be, but certainly is the tool that we use, right? The way we look at ideas is, or the way we look at projecting ideas out into the world is through the stage, through getting somebody standing up in front of other people, in front of an audience, and telling a story.
Right.
And by telling a story, you share your latest research and your insights and your knowledge. And so it's really about sharing knowledge with the broadest number of people. And that happens, in our case, through the stage, through standing up in a conference.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
What happened on stage is filmed and then redistributed on video.
Right. Okay. That's a very important step for TED as well, because since it was on video, people around the world, they could access the information and the knowledge they couldn't have previously.
Yeah, the fact that we can manage to do it by disseminating videos for free is certainly important. The fact that we can disseminate videos in many different formats across literally dozens of platforms is definitely important. The fact that we have subtitles in over 100 languages facilitates access as well. By the way, almost every TED Talk is subtitled in Chinese. So it's easier for people to access it even if they don't speak English well enough to understand quantum computing or to understand particle physics.
Okay, great. So let's talk about how to say stage in Chinese. Mm. Okay, ooh-la-la. Only two words, very easy. 舞台.
舞台.
舞台, you got it.
舞台.
舞, it means dance.
Dance, okay.
Dance, yeah. And then it's a third tone, so when we pronounce it, we go down first and then up. 舞.
舞.
舞. That's 舞. And then the shape of the character, it looks like a complicated spaghetti twinkling around each other. Yeah. But in fact, the olden shape was two people waving at their fans. You know, there's some fan dancing in Chinese. So that was the shape of them dancing. So that means to dance. 舞.
舞台.
舞台. Tai is the second character. That means platform.
Okay, dancing on a platform. So it's a lot about the performance.
It is. And then platform in the olden days, that means any place which is flat and sticking out a little bit like a balcony.
Yeah.
And that's when you imagine the ancient Chinese palace and there's a balcony with dancers performing and the emperor and his concubines would sit down there to watch the dancing. So that's that's the concept. So dancing platform, dance platform, 舞台.
Dancing platform, 舞台.
Yeah, 舞台. And then of course that could mean the TED stage, 舞台. right? Because I was thinking earlier, should we use the speaking platform or dancing platform for, mm-hmm. for the talk today? And yeah. then I decided we should go for the dancing because part of TED is entertainment.
Well, part of the E in TED is entertainment, absolutely. And of course, there is an element of performance to any TED talk in the sense of try to deliver it in a way that's really easy for people to understand and to receive.
Right. Yeah. And then 舞台 could mm-hmm. also be like a metaphor for like a stage of the lifetime. The world is your stage. Mm-hmm. That type of concept. So it could yeah. be quite extended as well. 舞台.
Sure. 舞台.
舞台. Okay. Yeah. And then to say someone get on the stage, it's actually very easy. We just put up and platform together. So 上台.
上台.
上台. 上. 上 is to get up. It's the fourth tone. 上.
上.
That's right. And 台 is the same. So 上台.
上台.
Yeah, so when we say 你上台, 你 is you, 你上台, that means you get on the stage.
你上台, wow.
我上台 means I get on the stage, 我上台.
我上台.
That's right, and okay. we get on the stage, 我们上台.
我们上台.
我们上台. And then to say get off the stage, we use the verb to go down, so 下台.
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 Yep. So 下台 could mean to get off the stage, but that also could mean someone leaving the job.
Oh, stepping down from a job.
Yeah, step down mm-hmm. from 下台. A job.
Okay.
Yeah. Normally you can say, yeah, the CEO stepped down or the president or the prime minister stepped down. 下台.
下台.
Yep. So how many talks can you remember over the 12 years?
I have no idea. Probably 600 or 700.
600 or 700. And to curate it, you need to, of course, start from having your ideas and then to come up with a theme and to search for the best speakers possible. That's quite a lot of work.
Well, you know, it's been good work. So, and fun work. So,
okay.
you don't really count.
I can imagine that, yeah. And what is the most memorable experience for you for 舞台?
Really, people don't really know that, but because I host TED conferences all the time, and so I'm on stage quite regularly, but my first talk on a stage, which goes back probably 20 years, was a complete disaster. It was a moment of total panic. I really freaked out. And,
is that possible
totally,
for you?
I totally lost it. That was my very first one. It was probably 23 or 24 years ago. Yeah, absolutely. Which is just a way of saying a lot of people are afraid of public speaking, but actually public speaking can be learned. If I went from freaking out for my first stage appearance to hosting a TED conference, I guess that everybody can learn to give a talk and everyone can learn to be comfortable with public speaking.
No, you've been very modest. Yeah, but I must admit that going on TED 舞台, it's a very challenging experience, even for experienced speakers.
Yeah, and as you know, because we work together on the Chinese talk, it is really a question of preparing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Preparation is key. A lot of people think, oh, I talk all the time, and so I just go up and wing it or improvise. And by improvising, I'm even more authentic, and people will see that I'm authentic and will see the true, my true self. The reality is authenticity and improvisation are two very different things.
Right.
And they're totally not connected. And very often we are in a theater, we are listening to somebody giving a talk, and we know there is a better talk there, but they're not giving that better talk. They're giving another mediocre one. And the difference most of the time is preparation.
Okay. So can I say that the tip number one to perform well on 舞台 mm-hmm. is to prepare well?
Absolutely. Prepare well, figure out what we want to say, how do we want to say, what is the most efficient way of saying that to that specific audience, creating a specific narrative. And then rehearsing. You know, rehearsal is something that we consider normal for actors. It's something that we never really consider necessary for speaking in public. But I think it's really, really important to get into the habit of rehearsing a public appearance of any type. A CEO presenting to the shareholder meeting, as well as somebody working on the TED stage.
Right. Bruno, thank you so much for sharing with us. And I hope you enjoy this episode.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. Until next time, 再见, Bruno.
Bye-bye.